Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2649. Four different types of investments beginners should know about, by Courtney Luke of ArrestYourDebt.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily. This is where I read a personal finance article to you every day of the week with permission from the authors. So with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Four different types of investments beginners should know about, by Courtney Luke of ArrestYourDebt.com. When beginning the journey into investments, the first step is to learn the basics of the venture. This, of course, involves financial planning, understanding risk appetite, and grasping the kind of commitment necessary. After that, it may appear overwhelming to find out where to make the first investment. With so many different markets and asset types, it may be difficult to decide where to start. For instance, many have tried investing in crypto because of the hype surrounding this particular type of investment. These people jump the gun and get a digital wallet, only to realize that the volatility of the cryptocurrency market makes it a challenging investment for beginners to get into. However, it's still best to keep an open mind when building a diverse portfolio. Luckily, some assets are great for beginners to look into early on. If you're just starting out as an investor, here are a few different types of investments for you to learn about. Number one, savings accounts. As one of the simplest types of investments, a savings account is a great investment opportunity open even to non-investors. It's easy to set up, and it arguably has the lowest risk of any financial asset. This is because of its transparency, since investors are given clear numbers on its interest rates, the steady returns on their investments. Getting into this type of investment is as easy as opening an account and depositing cash. However, it's important to note that the return on investment for this particular asset isn't as high as others. To get the best results, investors should research further into getting the best interest rates offered by different banks. In particular, they should find the highest yield returns. Fortunately, these are offered most often by online banks, which are easy to find. Number two, mutual funds. While savings accounts offer steady financial growth, the results may not satisfy investors prepared for more. This might tempt some investors to skip straight to a more aggressive market. However, certain types of investments can still earn dividends at a steadier rate while still being relatively secure in terms of risk management. This is why investors have the option to enter a mutual fund. Mutual investment funds allow multiple investors to group their funds to be allocated into various assets. These funds are handled by portfolio managers who do most of the work in terms of research and decision-making. They primarily act in the best interest of the investors and conduct research into the fund's portfolio and how it can best be managed. Despite these conveniences, this type of investment does incur service fees for managing this portfolio and the fund. Likewise, entry into a mutual fund often demands higher minimum deposits to join. In exchange, the investment is treated as a security since it's immediately diversified by virtue of the portfolio. Number 3, exchange-traded funds. Exchange-traded funds, or ETFs, work very much like mutual funds, except with a bit more nuance to where the investment goes. Investors can place their money into a fund, which is used to purchase additional assets. ETFs have a generally lower barrier to entry because they act more like shares on the stock market. These funds require a bit more thought before fully committing to them. First of all, the trading done with this fund is more aggressive and more frequent than with mutual funds. Second, each fund focuses on particular industries and sectors rather than simply having a generally diverse portfolio. Finally, there are a variety of ETF classes catered to stocks, bonds, commodities, and currencies, among several others. Beginner investors should study their options for ETFs, since these are not as safe as mutual funds. They rely on the performance of their assets without the same cushions that a more diverse portfolio has. Investors must be as familiar as possible with the sector of their chosen ETF. And number 4, individual stocks on a stock exchange. Nearly everyone knows about the stock market, but that does not make it as friendly as the previous 3 investment types. In a sense, this type of asset can be seen as an introduction to intermediate level investing. Investors can typically function independently, meaning there's no need for portfolio managers or investment pools. Instead, investors can decide exactly where their money goes. While this may sound quite intimidating at first, it comes with greater freedom and transparency about how your funds are used. Obviously, it's because you make every decision. This requires tremendous research, since investors have to know the companies in which they want to invest in and their respective industries. What most investors tend to do is choose companies that they're already familiar with. If they already trust their product or service, they can more easily stand behind their investment's stability and potential growth. However, this does not make it a secure investment compared to a savings account. On the other hand, stocks can be easier to track because of this familiarity. There are still many other types of investments beyond this list. For example, there are bigger markets such as real estate and commodities, and more complex assets such as bonds and hedge funds. These are not for beginners, but they're potential options down the road. However things go, it cannot be understated that research is crucial to investment activities. It's just as important to know when to go all in with a particular investment as it is to get out. Furthermore, new investors will have to learn more about the liquidity in their assets as they venture further into more lucrative markets and investment types. Hopefully, this has been helpful to those who have just started to build their portfolio. You just listened to the post titled, 4 Different Types of Investments Beginners Should Know About, by Courtney Luke of ArrestYourDebt.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money, and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I found this article a little bit confusing. If I was going to outline four different types of investments for beginners, I would talk about stocks, bonds, real estate, and entrepreneurship. I don't consider a savings account an investment, though you can park your cash in a high-yield savings account. Mine is currently at Citibank, where I'm getting 5% interest, which is actually pretty good. But most of my money is invested in the stock market. Mutual funds, ETFs, and individual stocks are all traded on the stock market. So I thought it was confusing to break them out into three different kinds of investments. They aren't really. They're just different ways to group the same type of asset. ETFs are not more risky than mutual funds. They're both a collection of assets that are going to be more diversified than buying an individual stock. A mutual fund is a type of investment vehicle consisting of a portfolio of stocks, bonds, and other securities. Mutual funds give small or individual investors access to diversified, professionally managed portfolios. But many of them are actively managed, so they can come with high fees. ETFs are usually passively managed and track a market index or sector sub-index. But passive index funds can be purchased both as a mutual fund or an ETF. So for example, I always talk about buying low-fee total market index funds. At Vanguard, which is a brokerage I use, the mutual fund version of the total U.S. stock market index is known as VTSAX, and the ETF version is VTI. They are both total market index funds, but they differ slightly in the way they are traded. But that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.